KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska. We're supposed to have a game, folks, and we have a problem with finding an announcer. The guy was going to do it, works for the medical services over there. They had to medevac someone out, so that's our problem right now. We have another game at 7, and I'll be here for that.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Two representatives from the Mountain West are seeking to strip presidential powers to designate national monuments and historic landmarks. But indigenous communities say the effort will remove a safeguard for sacred lands and pave the way for development. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
Republican Representatives Mark Amadei of Nevada and Celeste Malloy of Utah say the Ending Presidential Overreach on Public Lands Act is about fairness. The legislation, Amadei says, would overturn a, quote, one-sided approach on major land management decisions by striking a section from the Antiquities Act of 1906. Matilda Guerrero Miller with Native Voters Alliance of Nevada sees the bill as an attempt to turn lands over to private interests.
What this bill is trying to do is to prevent more uses and protections of sacred spaces, all to protect and to better corporate greed for housing, for development.
During his first administration, Trump scaled back the acreage on the Grand Staircase Escalante and Bears Ears National Monument in Utah. Biden restored them. Biden also designated one of the newest national monuments, Avikwame, in Nevada. I'm Yvette Fernandez.
Navajo Nation officials recently agreed to allow shipments of uranium ore to cross the reservation after the tribe tried to stop trucks last summer near the Grand Canyon. KNAU's Ryan Heinches reports.
The company Energy Fuels says it'll limit uranium ore transport to specific routes and hours of the day and won't haul when public events or cultural celebrations are held. The company says it'll also prevent dust from escaping the trucks and allow the Navajo Nation to inspect the loads. Steve Etzedi is the executive director of the Navajo Nation Environmental Protection Agency.
We have put in place heightened safety measures for the communities where this transport will take place, and we have definitely received a lot more recognition of our role.
As part of the deal, Energy Fuels will also help remove 10,000 tons of uranium waste from abandoned mines left on the Navajo Nation by other companies decades ago as the federal government built its nuclear arsenal. The indigenous-led group Hall No, however, condemned the agreement and said cleanup of existing nuclear waste shouldn't be linked to creating more. Last summer, Energy Fuels began hauling ore from the mine near the south rim of the Grand Canyon. Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin tried to block the trucks. In the months since, Navajo officials and Energy Fuels have been in negotiations brokered by Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs. I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Canadian Mounted Police are investigating 4 deaths on a reserve in Saskatchewan. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, police say the victims may have been targeted.
The Carry the Kettle Nakota Nation is about 50 miles east of Regina. Police have confirmed that the deaths of 2 men and 2 women are being considered as homicides. RCMP Inspector Ashley St. Germain reassured people that there was no risk to the public at this time. She says officers are working to identify suspects in what is a complex case, and there is no information to confirm that the suspects are still at large.
The Saskatchewan RCMP has a family liaison team working with the families of those believed to be the victims to provide them with investigational updates and connect them with the necessary support services.
St. Germain asks that anyone with information should contact police. The chief of a nearby First Nation offered her condolences and said this horrific event affected everyone deeply. And she said in the coming days, her community walks alongside the people of Carry the Kettle Nakota Nation as they carry the burden of these losses. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
B National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
DT Track, your healthcare partner, provides access to a nationwide network of qualified healthcare temporary staff, including medical billing professionals that optimize your revenue cycles. More at dt-track.com who support this show.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing millions of dollars of scholarships to Native students every year. Applications are accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org or by phone at 800-766-FUND.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Private enterprise, it would be called a company-ending event. And in government, it's called, I don't know, stupidity, I guess.
State lawmakers confront a bleak budget picture as they look to fund priorities. From Alaska Public Media, this is Statewide News on Alaska News Nightly for Thursday, February 6th. Good evening, I'm Wesley Early. Also tonight, Juneau residents join a nationwide protest against President Trump's executive orders.
Trump going after the Department of Education, that's my most concerning because I have a son who's in the elementary. And he receives services, you know, that he needs.
Those stories and more tonight on Alaska News Nightly.
Alaska News Nightly is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
If subsistence hunting, trapping, and fishing are important to you, consider applying for a seat on the Federal Subsistence Regional Advisory Councils. Needed are rural Alaskans knowledgeable about fish and wildlife resources in their region. Apply by Sunday, February 16th. More information at 1-800-478-1456 or email subsistence@ios.doi.gov. This message sponsored by the Office of Subsistence Management.
State lawmakers have tough choices ahead as they look to balance the budget while also pursuing the priorities of the House and Senate's Democrat-dominated majority caucuses. That's according to legislative budget analysts who recently told House and Senate budget writers that the same old won't cut it this year. Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports.
Back in December, Governor Mike Dunleavy proposed his version of the budget and came with a full statutory permanent fund dividend of about $3,800 per Alaskan. It also came with a $1.5 billion deficit, which, fun fact, is about half the balance in the state's primary savings account. Dunleavy's budget director, Lacey Sanders, says the governor doesn't see much choice but to propose mega dividends. For years, he's said things like, the legacy formula is the law, and I'm going to follow the law. But even Sanders says the $1.5 billion deficit isn't ideal.
The fiscal picture is not looking great when you are depleting over half of it in 1 year.
Senate Finance Committee co-chair Bert Stedman characteristically puts it a bit more bluntly.
In private enterprise, it would be called a company-ending event. And in government, it's called, I don't know, stupidity, I guess.
For the last 2 years, lawmakers have settled on something of an informal formula for setting the PFD amount. 25% of the state's annual drawdown from this permanent fund goes to dividends, with the other three quarters going to regular state services like state troopers, roads, and public schools. This year, using that same 75-25 formula would leave the state with a $30 million surplus. That's basically balanced, right on the edge. But that's before you count some baseline priorities for the legislature. After adding in status quo education funding to keep up with one-time funding last year, plus some expected increases in Medicaid expenses and labor contracts, well, Legislative Finance Division Director Alexi Painter says lawmakers will need to find nearly $200 million somewhere.
You're going to have to either find other budget reductions, reduce the dividend further, or explore new revenue options. You can't just do that one thing and it's solved, which has worked kind of the last 2 years.
To be clear, this is not the situation that lawmakers thought they would find themselves in when they left town last year. Legislative leaders said they had balanced the budget, even left a small surplus. But Alaska is a state often at the mercy of the markets, and here in 2025, things don't look quite so rosy. Oil prices and production are down slightly, and that, plus a bump in tax-deductible oil and gas lease spending, means all that surplus has turned into another deficit. And though Dunleavy and President Donald Trump have talked a lot about increasing oil and gas production, that might, paradoxically, be bad news for oil prices in future years. Here's Stedman again.
If the direction out of Washington, the new administration, is to increase oil supply across the nation, there's a reasonable chance that oil prices will have downward pressure, then upward pressure, and we could be in trouble fast in a year or two.
After all, it's expensive and difficult to drill in the Arctic, and though the winds are changing, projects have also faced numerous legal hurdles that add to the cost. Pumping more out of, say, the Permian Basin in Texas is a heck of a lot easier, and that's if companies even want to boost production when prices are already fairly low and global demand is moderating. So those are the options: reduce spending, raise revenue, cut the dividend, or draw from savings. Senate President Gary Stevens, a Kodiak Republican, says that last option, drawing from savings, likely won't get support from his caucus.
We're not going to do it, I don't believe. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
There's also a political dimension to that. Drawing on savings would require support from minority Republicans in both chambers, since it takes a three-quarters majority to withdraw from the Constitutional Budget Reserve. That could give Republicans leverage that the largely Democratic bipartisan majorities would rather avoid. As for revenue, there hasn't been much movement on bills that could bring more money into the state. Here's Representative Will Stapp, a Fairbanks Republican on the House Finance Committee.
I hear 99 things people want to spend money on. But I'm a little shocked I haven't seen any new revenue bills or tax bills come out of the majority or anything like that yet.
That doesn't mean it won't happen, but it's not something the majorities have said is a major priority in the same way that they've talked about other things like public sector pensions and education funding. And speaking of education funding, that's an area where majority lawmakers would like to see state spending expand rather than shrink. The leading House education bill would add roughly $150 million to education spending over the status quo. That's pushing budgeters like Senator Lyman Hoffman, a Democrat from Bethel who co-chairs the Finance Committee, to tamp down expectations.
The appetites in this building need to be ratcheted down. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to balance FY26 budget.
But for now, some are still holding out hope for a lucky break, like independent Anchorage Representative Elise Galvin.
I will be crossing my fingers regarding the price of oil.
Lawmakers have until the end of the session in mid-May to determine the best way forward. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
More than 100 Juneau residents took to the sidewalk across the street from the Alaska State Capitol Wednesday afternoon to join a nationwide protest against President Trump's administration and its recent executive orders. As KTUO's Clarice Larson reports, demonstrators say those orders could have far-reaching effects.
Protect Al Jamal. I'm doing the way. Time out on standpoint. Rookie four, standpoint two.
Yep.
Standpoint ball. Pressure passes to Charlotte. Charlotte taking down the ball. Charlotte passes to Misty. She gets the steal to Mary. Mary's taking it down. Screen on Tia. Ella goes up to shoot. No good. Rivera has the ball. Passes to Mary May. Mary May dribbles. Mayman's ball passed to Rivera. Rivera back to, Misty gets the steal. Morgan takes the ball down. Morgan to Misty. Misty to Mia. Mia to Morgan. Morgan to Charlotte. Misty to, Mia gets the steal. Ella's taking the ball down, trying to get a layup. Blocked by Misty. Passes to Precious. Pressure passes to Morgan. Morgan shoots the ball. No good. That was first quarter. Rookie score, 7.2 still. Yes.
Looks like the score is 4-2 King Cobra. I didn't quite get that, but we'll keep you posted. It's the end of the first quarter, it looks like, and we should start up again pretty quickly.
San Francisco coach seems pretty mad at their team. Rookie's doing good. Going into second quarter now. Whose ball is it? I think it's Rookie's ball right now. I could be wrong though. Okay, it's Sandpoint's ball. Pressure's on the inbound line. Ref's talking to people. Okay. Okay, pressure's on the inbound line now. Passes it to Charlotte. Charlotte passes it to Morgan. Morgan passes it back to Charlotte. Charlotte out to Misty. Misty shoots it, and it's good. She shoots a three. Cinco, four, 7.5. Mary takes the ball down. Mary passes to Jada. And Jada dribbling, trying to make something happen. Jada to Tia, Tia to Mary. 10-point pressuring. Mary to Tia. Tia to Ella. Ella trying to take it in. Gives it jump ball. Rookie's ball. Jada taking the ball out. Jada passes it out to Mary May. Mary trying to make it something happen. Cadence puts it up for two, no good. Precious has the ball, holds it, passes it to Morgan. Morgan takes it down. Morgan trying to make something happen. Morgan sends it out to Misty. Misty to back to Morgan. Morgan in the paint. Travel. Rookie's ball. Jada inbounds it to Mary May. Mary May takes the ball down. Mary May passes it to Ella. Ella goes up for two. Blocked by Misty, but there's a foul. Ella shoots two. Ella's first shot, no good. About to shoot her second shot. No good. Precious gets the ball, taking the ball down. Passes it to Mia. Mia puts it up for two, and it's good. Mary inbounds to Jada. Jada taking the ball down. Standpoint pressuring. Jada to Tia. Tia to Ella. Ella trying to take it in. Pass it back out to Mary Mae. Mary Mae shoots two. And it's good. Mia inbounds the ball to Morgan. Morgan taking the ball down. And Precious. Precious shoots. No good. Jada gets the rebound. Out on... Standpoint fouled. Rookie's ball now. Jada inbounding to Mary Mae. Mary Mae taking the ball down. Mary Mae to Tia. Tia to Jada. Jada dribbles. Pass it back to Mary Mae. Mary Mae holds it. Tried to pass it to Jada, but Sandpoint got the steal. But there was a foul. Now it's Sandpoint's ball. Precious inbounds it to Morgan. Morgan takes the ball down. Morgan asks for a screen to Precious. Precious passes out to Missy. Outtake. Missy gives it to Mia. No good. Tia gets the rebound, slowing it down. Tia gives it to Mary Mae, taking the ball down. Mary Mae's trying to look for someone. She gives it to Jada. Jada dribbling. Jada gives it to Tia. Tia's trying to make something happen. Tia dribbles. Standpoint gets the steal. Precious steals the ball. Pass it to Morgan. Morgan to Charlotte. Pass it, and Charlotte shoots it, and it's good. Mary Mae now taking the ball down. She's trying to make something happen. She drives it all the way in. Almost. Blue ball. Kinko 6, Standpoint 9. Precious inbounding the ball to Morgan. Morgan taking the ball down. Morgan passes to Charlotte. Charlotte passes to Mia. Mia back to Charlotte. Charlotte driving in. No good. Mia gets the rebound, shoots it, no good. Mary gets the rebound, taking the ball down. Mary shoots the three. No good. Standpoint ball. Precious inbounding it to Morgan. Morgan taking the ball down. Morgan trying to make something happen. Morgan passes to Missy. Missy drives. Back out to Morgan. Morgan shoots a three. No good. Out on Standpoint. Rookie's ball. Mary Mae inbounds it to Rivera. Rivera takes the ball down. Pass it to Mary. Pass it back to Mary. Mary takes the ball down. Mary passes the ball to Rivera. Rivera dribbles. Oh. Out on Standpoint. Rookie ball. Mary inbounds the ball to Rivera. Rivera dribbling. Rivera passes the ball to Mary Mae. Mary Mae tries to drive it in. Stopped by Standpoint. Oh. Standpoint gets the steal. Charlotte fast break. Passes to Morgan. And Misty. Shot's no good, but fouled. He shoots two. Thank you. Missy's first shot, no good. Missy's second shot, good. He inbounds it to Mary May. Mary May takes the ball down. Mary May dribbles, passes it to Tia. Tia passes to Rivera. Rivera passes to Caden, and Sampling gets the steal. Missy taking the ball down. A layup, and it's good. Mary May inbounds to Rivera. Rivera takes the ball down. Rivera passes to Tia. Tia travels, Sampling call. Precious inbounds to Morgan. Morgan taking the ball down. Morgan passes to Missy. Missy passes to Mia. Mia shot two, and she got fouled by Rivera. Mia shooting two. Mia's first shot, no good. Mia's second shot, no good. Rivera gets the rebound, taking the ball down. Rivera passes to Mary. Mary dribbling, trying to make something happen. Mary passes to Tia. Tia drives it in, shoots it, and it's good. And fouled. Tia shoots one out of it. Tia shooting one shot. Her shot, no good. Missy gets the rebound. Pass to Morgan. Morgan takes the ball down. Morgan dribbling. Pass to Mia. Mia up for two. And it's good. Tia inbounds the ball to Mary May. Mary May takes the ball down. Mary May passes to Tia. Tia tries to shoot two. No good. Rivera gets the rebound, puts it back up, and it's good. That's 10, 10.14. Precious inbounds the ball to Morgan. Morgan takes the ball down. Morgan passes to Charlotte. Charlotte trying to find something to do. Passes it back out to Morgan. Morgan dribbles, drives it in. Passes the ball to Precious. Precious shoots. No good. Morgan gets the rebound. Ella gets the steal, pass to Mary May. Mary May taking the ball down. Mary May pass to Rivera. Rivera shoots the three. No good. Ella gets the rebound, pass to Tia. Tia puts it back up. No good. Missy gets the rebound, driving down the court. Gives it to Missy. And Missy shoots. She makes it, and she's shooting two. She's shooting one. Morgan shot, no good. Tia gets the rebound. Tia taking the ball down. Pass to Mary May. Mary May pass to Ella. Ella front in the key and fouled. Ella tried shooting and she got fouled. Now Ella's shooting two. Fouled by Missy. Ella's first shot, no good. Ella's second shot, good. Score now, 11 to 16. team standpoint, Cousins inbounds the ball to Charlotte. Charlotte takes the ball down. 7 seconds left. Charlotte passes to Mia. Charlotte gets the ball. Tries to shoot. Air ball. Second half done. Score still 11-16. Standpoint up.
Okay, the score is 16-11 Sandpoint, and well, we got the game after all. It's pretty good. I'll just put the music on kind of where it stopped, where it just keeps going.
So is you and me.
Standing in the pouring rain, there's every chance you'll go insane. And someone comes along and takes his hand. He must have love, can't you understand? That he needs his woman. He said he had to love you.
conference ball. Precious is inbound and hit to Morgan. Morgan's taking the ball down. Morgan passes to Mia. Mia passes to Charlotte. Charlotte drives it in. No good. Zeta gets the rebound. Zeta fighting for the ball. Rivera gets the ball. Pass to Manley. Manley takes the ball down. Manley passes to... Charlotte passing it to Sia, but Precious got the steal. Precious going for the layup. Pass to Morgan. Morgan to Missy. Back to Precious. She's killing it's no good. Ball out. Out on Rookie. Sandpoint ball. Charlotte inbounds it to Missy. Missy dribbling. Missy passes to Morgan. Sia gets the steal. Data passes it to Sia. Ball on Rookie. Sandpoint ball. Precious inbounding it to Morgan. Morgan taking the ball down. Morgan passes to Missy. Morgan to Precious. Precious holds it. Back to Missy. Missy holds it. Oh, loses the ball on her foot, but Precious gets it. Precious holds the ball. Pass to Charlotte. Charlotte dribbles in. Goes up for two. No good. Charlotte gets the ball back. Charlotte out to Precious. Precious to Morgan. Back to Precious. Precious holding the ball. Rookie are really trying to get the ball. Charlotte goes up for two. Blocked by Rivera. Mary May has the ball. Holding it. Samson's pressing them. Mary May passes to Rivera. Rivera to Jada. Jada passes to Mary May. Mary May to Ella. Ella drives it in. Pass it back out to Rivera. Rivera tries to drive it in. Foul on Morgan, I think. Yes, foul on Morgan. Rookie's ball. Data taking the ball out. Pass it to Sia. Sia puts it up for two. End of good. Score now 13-16, 10-point up. Precious takes it out. Pass to Morgan. Morgan takes the ball down. Morgan dribbling along the 3-point line. Morgan passes to Precious. Precious tries to drive it in. Foul. Foul on Ella. No shot. 10-point foul. Charlotte's taking it out. Charlotte passes to Missy. Missy passes to Morgan. Morgan to Charlotte. Charlotte dribbles it out 3-point line. Charlotte tries to dive it in. Sherry. Rookie ball. Mary May inbounds it to Jada. Mary May taking the ball down. Mary May passes to Jada. Jada dribbles around the 3-point line. Jada passes it back to Mary May. Mary May throwing it down. Mary May passes to Rivera. Rivera dribbles around the 3-point line. Mary May passes it back to... Oh no, Rivera passes it back to Mary May. Mary May goes into two. No good. Mary May gets the rebound, but travel. Samson's ball. Precious inbounds it to Morgan. Morgan taking the ball down. Morgan passes it to Missy. Missy puts it up for two and it's good. Jada inbounds the ball to Mary May. Mary May takes the ball down. Mary May passes the ball to Rivera. Rivera to Tia. Tia dribbling around the 3-point line. Gives it to Mary May. Mary May dribbles around the 3-point line. Screened by Jada. Mary May passes the ball to Jada. Jada dribbling around the 3-point line. trying to make something happen. Someone's pressuring. Gina passed the ball to Mary May. Mary May is going around the three-point line. Mary May tries to drive, but loses the ball. Gets the ball back. Something happened. I don't know when. Foul on Sandpoint. Rookie's ball. I have no idea who fouled. Jada inbounds the ball to Mary May. Mary May drives the ball in. Up for two. No good. Mia gets the rebound. Mia gives the ball to Precious. Precious taking the ball down court. Precious passes to Misty. Misty to Morgan. Back to Precious. Precious to Morgan. Morgan tries to drive it in. Comes back out. Gives the ball to Mia. Mia shoots. No good. Rookie's ball. Jada inbounds the ball to Mary May. Mary May's taking the ball down. Mary May passed to Ella. Ella trying to drive it in. Offensive foul on Ella. Standpoint ball. Precious inbounding the ball to Morgan. Morgan is taking the ball down. Morgan dribbling around the three-point line. Passes to Misty. Misty passes to Charlotte. Back to Morgan. Morgan gives it to Misty. Misty gives it to Morgan. Jada gets the steal. Oh, Jada falls. Foul on Sandpoint. Rookie ball. Clara's coming in for Vera now. Mary May taking the ball out. Passing it to Jada. Jada passing it back to Mary. Mary taking the ball down. Mary passes to Jada. Jada holds it. Jada's trying to drive it in. Loses the ball but gets it back. Pass to Mary May. Mary May trying to slow it down. Sandpoint's pressuring. Mary May passes to Carly. Carly dribbles. Gives it to Gia. Gia holds the ball. Tries to make something happen. Driving in. Doesn't work. So she passes it back out to Carly. Carly to Jada. Jada to Mary May. Mary May to Carly. Carly to Ella. Ella tries to drive it in. Sandpoint gets the ball. Out on Sandpoint. Too hard of a pass. Rookie's ball now. Mary May's taking the ball out. Mary May's taking the ball down now. Mary May passed to Ella. Ella passed to Jada, but Ella gets the steal. Ella's trying to make a fast break. Pass to Morgan. Layup, and it's good. Score's now 13-20. Mary May's taking the ball down. Mary May passed to Tia. She holds it. Pass to Jada. Jada up for two. No good. Mia gets the rebound. Pass to Misty. Misty takes the ball down. Misty up the wing of the three-point line. Pass it up to Morgan. Morgan gets the ball stolen by Manor, I believe. Manor has to steal. She has to lay up on the score. Score is now 15-20. Timeout on Sandpoint. 1 minute and 38 seconds.
Got a little break in the action here. We'll see what happens when it comes back on. And also we have a game at, when this is over, we have another game. This is I don't know, women's game, the next one's a men's game. However it goes, I'm not really keeping track. I apologize for that, but I still hear nothing on the from the game. And we are still connected. Okay.
Morgan, oh no, Misty is inbounding it to Morgan. Morgan's taking the ball down. Morgan passes to Charlotte. Charlotte passes to Mia in the paint. Mia passes it out to Tess up to the line. Tess shoots a three, no good. Misty gets the rebound. Passes to Morgan. Morgan tries to drive it in. No good. Charlotte gets the rebound. Dribbling the ball down. Ella passes to Jada. Jada holds it, gets it stolen by Morgan. Morgan pushing the ball down. Morgan dribbling around the free throw line. She passes, tries to pass to Mia, but they too high of a pass. Out on standpoint, looking ball. Carly's inbounding it to Mary Mae. Mary Mae's taking the ball down. 50 seconds left. Mary Mae's dribbling around the free throw line, drives it in. She's got the two, and it's good. Tess inbounding it to Morgan. Morgan's taking the ball down. Score 17 to 20, Sampling's up. Morgan passes to Misty. Misty dribbles on the pick-up line, passes it into Morgan. Morgan picks up the team, it's good. Mary Mae inbounds the ball to Tia. Tia back to Mary Mae. Mary Mae dribbling on the three-point line, Sampling second. Mary Mae passes the ball to Jada. Jada passes the ball to Carly. Carly passes the ball to Mary Mae. Charlotte gets the ball. Third quarter over. King Cole, 17, 7.22.
Okay, you hear that third quarter's over, 22-24, I think is what you said for score. And that would put King Cove ahead. But again, I'm not sure. It's hard to hear for some reason. And we got just got a couple minutes, so I'll just play a couple bars of this particular tune that's on right up there. It's called Unwound. I mean, it's by Unwound, called Corpse Pose.
So they're about to start. This is my first time doing this. I'm pretty bad at it. Looking ball. Jada's inbounding it to Mary Mae. Sampling's already pressuring. Texas gets the steal. Passes it out to Morgan, but Tia gets the ball. Tia gives it to Ella. Ella driving down the court, throws it down, passes to Mary Mae. Mary Mae tries to pass to Tia, but doesn't get it. Jada gets it. Jada passes to Mary Mae. Mary Mae trying to slow it down. Mary Mae passes to Tia. Tia's trying to drive it in. Foul on standpoint. This is ball. Jada's taking the ball out. She passed it to Mary May. Mary May. Ball out on sound point. Jada taking the ball out again. Jada doesn't know what to pass to. Passes it all the way out to Mary May. Mary May shoots a three. No good. Almost. And she gets the rebound, pass to Morgan. Morgan taking the ball down. Gives it to Charlotte. Charlotte passed it out to Precious on the 3-point line. Precious trying to drive it in. And it's good. Blue taking the ball down. Pass to Mary May taking the ball down. Mary May passes to Tia. Tia passes to Caden. Caden's trying to dribble in and double dribble on Caden. Sound point ball. Precious inbounding the ball to Morgan. Morgan chasing the ball down. Morgan passed the ball to Misty. Misty passed it to Charlotte. Charlotte passed it to Morgan. Morgan passed it to Misty. Dribbling around the 3-point line. Misty passed it to Morgan. Morgan dribbles around the 3-point line. Passed it back to Misty. Pass it to Precious in the paint. Precious tries to shoot the two. Blocked by Ella. Ella gets the rebound. We're going down the court. Gives it to Caden. Caden picks up the two. No good. Misty gets the rebound. Pass to Morgan. Morgan taking the ball down. Morgan passes it to Mia in the paint. Mia out to Charlotte. Charlotte to Misty. Misty dribbling around the 3-point line. To the top, to Misty, to Charlotte. Morgan tries passing the ball to Mia, but Tia got the steal. Tia taking the ball down. Tia passes the ball to Mary. Mary passes the ball to Tia, dribbling around the 3-point line. Tia passes to Jada. Jada passes the ball to Mary. Mary May passes it into Caden from the key. She's up the two, no good. Jump ball. Ella and Mia are fighting for the ball. Sound point ball. Precious inbounds it to Morgan. Morgan taking the ball down. Morgan passes to Misty. Misty dribbling around the 3-point line. Misty passes it to Mia. Mia drives it in. Fouled. Mia shoots two. Foul on Ella. I'm moving them. Mia's first shot, no good. But it goes in for Morgan. Mia puts up her second shot. No good. Mary May gets the rebound. Mary May turns over down the court, passes all the way to Jada. Jada puts it up for two. No good. Jump ball. Whitney and Ella are fighting for the ball. With his ball. Jada taking the ball out.
Oh, yeah.
Jada passes to Mary May. Mary May tries to drive it in. Almost.